Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
Of course, this is the big hour, Friday, 3 o'clock. We got 2 rounds of the Moist Line coming your way, 3:20 and 3:50 p.m. Right before the Moist Line, another chance to win money. KFI's Inflation Compensation Contest will give you a chance at $1,000 with a keyword. And then, after the news at 3:30, yes, it is hacking a dumpster, but this special edition includes one of the hacks not only being thrown into the dumpster, but then immediately transferred to Satan's Lake of Fire. That we've never done.
This is groundbreaking. This is innovation.
And of course, it comes out of the biggest story of the week, the biggest outrage story of the week by far. So
yes, they deserve it. All of them are going to deserve it. And we want you all to be gathered around the radio at 3:35 so we can enjoy this together.
That's right.
This is a wonderful ritual. We have told you from time to time about the story of Damian Guerrero. Damian Guerrero is in prison, and his parole is to be determined Tuesday, July 18th. We're going to talk to Rob McDermott.
Yeah, Guerrero was convicted of second-degree murder in the shooting death 20 years ago of a Redlands teenager by the name of Kelly Bullwinkle. And our guest, Rob McDermott, has been active in trying to make sure that he is not released from prison. They were successful a couple of years back in getting Newsom to deny this man parole, but we're back around again for a chance for him to be released, and we'll talk about the crime and everything else up to date now.
Rob, welcome again. How are you?
I'm here. I'm enjoying the heat and doing the work we can to stop this killer from getting released back into our community.
What is your relationship to this case? Is there any personal relationship or...
Well, yes and no. I had met Kelly a few times, basically through work. We get up very early in the morning in what I do, and she was just a happy, smiling face at one of the restaurants, Baker's restaurant out here in Redlands, and she was just always happy. That was really literally it. And about a month and a half after that, we were over at the CVS in Redlands. This is a very small community, and we were handed a flyer about a missing girl who had for some reason disappeared with no explanation. And ironically, years later, I did discover that one of the killers, Kinsey Nordman, was the girl that handed me the flyer. Anyway, my coworkers, we
That's
discovered
creepy.
That in a video. Yeah, it's very creepy. We discovered that in a video that we wound up watching. One of the news stations that had come out and covered the search for the missing girl. We actually got to see the girl, and I recognized her. I'd never seen a picture of her before. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the girl that handed me the flyer. And it turned out she was one of the killers.
Yeah, it was Damian Guerrero and Kinsey Nordman.
They were the woman, apparently, right? Or
Kinsey, yeah.
At the time, right?
She was Guerrero's accomplice, and they killed Kelly, who you worked with. And this was...
I didn't work with her, but she worked at a restaurant he frequented. Through my work, we came in contact with her. You know, when you get up early in the morning and you do the things we do, nobody's happy at 5 in the morning, especially if they're working in a drive-thru window. So she really stood out. She was just a very sunny, very happy person. And, you know, we didn't go there every day, but we went there enough for her to stand out. And one particular time, she'd been, you know, basically chosen as Employee of the Month, and her portrait from where we were was literally right next to her. So we would tease her about that. And, you know, when we saw her picture on the flyer, my coworker was like, oh, my God, that's the girl that serves us at Bankers in the morning. So we really didn't put much thought into it. There was a huge investigation in a manhunt. It made national news. Her mother was a Coast Guard veteran, and the Coast Guard actually donated a Black Hawk helicopter and military personnel to actually help in the search. And once it made big news, they found the body. And as soon as they found the body, the news came out what happened, and my wife actually went to school with the killers that actually did it. So that's where the personal angle came from. And at the time, a lot of the kids, just before that, when the Columbine shooting had happened a few years earlier, a lot of the kids that were kind of considered goth took a lot of, flack from the school and from other students because, you know, the two killers up there were associated with dark clothing and goth apparel. So when it came out that these two killers were supposedly part of the goth crowd, which they were not, that was an entire lie. A lot of the kids out here that were really goth and had rejected those two started taking heat again. So, you know, my wife being a goth, everybody started taking a lot of hit over it. And then I realized that Kelly had no more relatives. Her mother died basically of a broken heart, according to former District Attorney Mike Ramos. He watched her literally dwindle away. She died at 54 years old. Kelly was her only child. And the entire process was devastating to her.
Okay, let's go through the short story that we have here,
because Guerrero was given parole by the parole board in 2019, and Newsom blocked it.
He was given parole twice.
Okay, now, at 20...
I just want to point this out. The story is they lured Kelly Bullwinkle to a remote area to hang out and smoke marijuana, and Guerrero and this Kinsey woman took turns shooting her in the head, then buried
her
body.
That's absolutely correct.
They buried her body in a pre-dug shallow grave. That person that does that should never be out of prison.
All right.
Absolutely.
So what's the state right now? Because Newsom reversed the parole in 2020, and then 2023, the parole board again wants to release him.
Guerrero.
Right. And so how has Newsom responded this time?
Well, here we are now. And back when in March, when I last spoke with you guys, as we know, the decision went back to Governor Newsom, and he had the ability to deny, as he did with, Leslie Van Houten. And he did not. He read out his former decision wherein he absolutely confirmed that Damian Guerrero should not be released. And this was June 2021. At that time, that parole board sided with him. Well, this time, he declined to intervene. He put forth, and I can quote it to you, that I acknowledge that Mr. Guerrero committed this crime when he was 18 years old. He is not, and he has been incarcerated for 19 years. I acknowledge Mr. Guerrero has not made sincere efforts to improve himself in prison, although he has participated in significant self-help programming and earned two associate degrees. In 2020, I reversed Mr. Guerrero's 2019 parole grant based on his inadequate insight. In particular, Mr. Guerrero minimized his relationship with the victim and was only beginning to demonstrate insight into the causative factors of the crime. Here at the 2023 hearing, he acknowledged that the board said that Guerrero had made significant progress in less than a year, of course.
Yeah.
And he sent it back to the full board to review the case and assess whether Mr. Guerrero was sufficiently mitigated in his risk factors. Now, here's the important thing that your listeners really need to hear, because this is more than just Kelly Bullwinkle. It took them 3 months to get to that particular decision. And then the parole board contacted the San Bernardino County District Attorney, whose office has fought this as passionately as I have. And they let them know Wednesday, June 21st, that there was going to be a meeting and it would be held on July 17th or 18th. I'm looking at their official letter right now. They wouldn't let the actual date be decided upon nor released until Friday, July 7th. And that literally gave us less than a full week to organize and rally the people that we need to participate in the video, in the phones, even the address and the email contact to actually send to this new board, which means this is orchestrated. This entire thing seems to be stacked in a way that these killers get every advantage. Okay.
That's the way it works now in Sacramento. They want murderers out.
I mean, he's only 37 years old, 38 years old now. And he murdered somebody by shooting him in the head.
A helpless person who weighed less than 100 pounds, John, who he had an intimate sexual relationship with. They tricked her into going up there with the plan of murdering her. It was his gun.
This is not even an old man here who's no longer a threat. This is somebody still in the prime of his life at 38 years old.
So what
who
can people
go
do?
Out and kill again.
What do you want people to do?
Here's what I need people to do. And to make it really simple, they need to go to Google, type in Stop Kelly's Killer. All the information is right there. All they got to do is click it. We are the top four entries on any search engine. Stop Kelly's Killer. All the information to contact this board is right there. All the links, everything they need. And you do not have to be a Redlands resident. You can be from anywhere in the world if you want to actually come in and give your opinion as to why this murderer should be here. And I want to close with this. In his last hearing, okay, here's what he said. This is what Damien Guerrero said to Commissioner Arthur Anderson. This is directly from the transcript. Remember, this is June 2021. For a lot of other things were going on in my mind. You know, I wanted this goth, I wanted this powerful goth person image, and I wanted to be a dangerous person because I thought that was what strength and respect really was. Now, here's the deal on this. He has been on good behavior, of course, but he also hasn't been out amongst other young women who he can manipulate and possibly put in danger. And I want to ask every one of these parole board commissioners, would you want this person to go out with your daughter? Would you want this person to have had contact with any of the young women in your life? We all know the answer, and none of these people are ever held accountable when one of these killers gets out and they commit another crime, and that needs to change.
All right, Rob.
End of story, man.
I just looked at you're right. All you have to do is put in Stop Kelly's, and killer comes right up, and you can go to the change.org petition. We have all this information about it. Thank you so much for coming on, and we will probably talk to you again Tuesday when we find out what they do.
I hope so. John and Ken, thank you guys a lot. You guys have been there since the beginning. Ray Lopez has done everything he can to get me on there, and I appreciate everything you do.
All right. That is Rob McDermott of Redlands. He is fighting to prevent the release of a murderer, a guy by the name of Damien Guerrero, who killed a young girl by the name of Kelly Bullwinkle, really in cold blood, 20 years ago. And of course, he's up for parole in such a short amount of time. He was turned away by Newsom back in 2020, but this time it's going to take a lot more work. And you can go, you just Google Stop Kelly's Killer, and you'll get to the change.org petition. It's some good stuff to read there about the sickness of this man and why he should never be released. Your chance at money is next, and then the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's bring out the Moist Line callers. You leave a message and you could end up in this compilation. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
In regards to the ex-drug dealer who is now an activist up there in Oakland, San Francisco, that guy made more sense and spoke better than 99.9% of all liberal politicians in California. That dude needs to come to my town of California City, California, and be the mayor.
Who the is that idiot thinking that the
student loan should be forgiven.
Just wanted to say how much you guys make me laugh. I love it when Eric chimes in and Deborah. It's like a family, brothers and sisters. And you guys make me laugh, and I really need that because my job's really hard, and we need that in this day and age.
The blood and that was left on the airplane. You know, the most appalling part of that story to me was when she handed him wet wipes. Are you high? I'm not cleaning this. I'm your customer. What is wrong with you?
That's right. Kamala Harris's problem is she only has the capacity of about 200 words at the top of her head. So she has to keep repeating or saying the same words in a different way.
It's obvious what Kamala Harris is trying to say. It comes in the morning. She's talking about weed. She's talking about waking and baking. She's probably talking about her delivery of edibles or whatever it is she gets. Come on, guys. She's sending you signals and you don't even see it.
I don't care about you on house. Listen, if you have an illegal alien who crossed the border in a week after he's got a job in construction and at a restaurant, and you don't, and you've been on the streets for 15, 20 years, that means you're a lazy bum. Get up, get a job, and maybe then you will get an apartment or a house or get some respect.
It is absolutely obvious the leaders of the hotel workers union have zero interest in their members' well-being. When those union leaders started demanding that hotels should have to house homeless people, who do they think is going to wind up having to go into those rooms and clean up all of the drugs and needles and horrible body emissions once those homeless people get ejected?
I am very disappointed in President Biden calling China President Xi Jinping a dictator. No wonder why China got so offended. He should have called Xi Jinping what he really is, which is Putin's.
Don't you think that our government wants the chaos? The other thing is, why aren't the small businesses getting together and putting money into someone who can get these people out of office?
They allow the homeless for votes. Ballot harvesting votes. Camp anywhere you want. Do whatever you want. Just vote Democrat. They let the criminals out. No treatment centers. No, no. Just vote Democrat. Ballot harvest. Vote, vote, vote.
I love it, man. I love it when you guys play these clips from these idiotic people that are in power right now. It just shows the stupidity. Whoever voted for these people, you're showing them who they voted for, and I appreciate that.
Next time Kamala Harris starts to talk, glance at the sign language interpreter and see how well they're keeping up. Their facial expressions show everything.
You know, it's just Kamala's got the Alzheimer's. She caught it from Joe. I mean, you hang around that fumbling old moron, you'd become stupid too.
If you're going to start playing Kamala Harris over and over again with all that she spews, you got to warn us, man, because I almost drove off the road. I don't know what the hell that woman's saying.
The liars are sneaky, the bombs are always greasy, the crooked and the creepy, the Biden family.
Santa Ana, traffic calming measures. They put in a whole bunch of those islands to protect bicycle lanes and also the, you know, the extended parking out in the street. The islands painted red, you know, with the red curves. Yeah. And it's hilarious. Every single one of them has tire marks and gouges out of the concrete. People must be hitting those things over and over again.
I did the other day.
Crazy. I love it.
The Manson people, they should get out, because if Hollywood starts feeling like their criminals are being released and not the general public's criminals, you know, I mean, that's happening to people all over the state where their family members are getting murdered and they're getting out in jail, but they don't get the publicity that these Manson people do. They should be out, let them out, let them run the streets.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
All right, there you go. Moist Line Round 1. We'll be back with those guys just at the end of the show. When we return, it is a super special edition of Hack in a Dumpster. We're going to throw some hacks into the dumpster, and then we're going to grab one out and throw them right into Satan's lake of fire.
Okay, so it's
a special version.
Okay, so there's one guy we're throwing twice. He's in the dumpster, out of the dumpster, and then in Satan's lake of fire. Okay.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we've nominated you to fish him out of the dumpster so we can put him
gladly,
in the fire.
Gladly. By the neck.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken podcast. It's called John and Ken on Demand.
I know how much you love this. I just wanted to point out that today is National Nude Day.
Me? That's your thing.
Celebrate it. No, you hate the days.
Oh, the spell.
Oh, but July he probably 14th. Likes that one.
Yeah. Every year is National Nude Day.
Really?
Well, I was just looking at TMZ's website, and dopey celebrities are sharing all their nude selfies and...
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, they are. I mean, they've hidden their parts, but they're...
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
What is wrong with people? Well, it encourages body acceptance. That's the idea.
I don't want to accept people's bodies. By the way, have you noticed on television in the commercials, there's a lot of objectionable bodies now in the commercials that I don't want to see.
I don't watch any commercials.
I avert my eyes. Well, sometimes stuff comes up. You know, you watch a ball game. But Jesus, don't put anybody in a commercial now. Oh, yay.
You're talking about, what is it called? Full size, plus size people?
It's just a lot of people who have a lot of extra bulk on them.
Yeah, because that's part of the whole movement to move away from all the perfect body stuff.
I'd rather go
start embracing people who are normally fat.
No, I want to see attractive people in commercials.
And they're not fat, they're plus size. We are going to throw three hacks into the dumpster, but we're going to take one out and put him in Satan's lake of fire. We've never done this before, but it all revolves around the big story of the week, and that's Senate Bill 14. Up in Sacramento, if you've been following this story... It passed the Senate unanimously. The state Senate, all the Democrats voted for it. It would punish child sex traffickers more harshly, make it a strike. Kind of a no-brainer, although they've been trying this for years. It gets to the Assembly Public Safety Committee, and on Tuesday it died because all the Democrats abstained. They didn't vote no, they just didn't vote.
But it worked like a no vote because it caused the bill to fail in committee, and then they wouldn't vote again for a year. So in practical terms, abstaining was a no. Because you needed yes votes to move it along to the next committee. So the abstentions meant it was dead for the year. That's a no vote to a normal person. But
so
these,
the uproar.
These three are the most egregious because they sided with men who sell young girls for sex. That's who they sided with. That's their constituency, I guess.
So 2 days later, which is yesterday, it was the last day of a full session in Sacramento, they reconsidered. And this time, all of the Democrats except two voted yes. So it passed out of the committee 6-0. The two that didn't vote yes abstained again. They're going into the dumpster. One of them is actually the wife of the state attorney general, Rob Bonta. Her name is Mia, an assemblywoman from Oakland. Let's listen to her babble about, oh, this is about second chances. And then we'll throw her in.
I believe in second chances because I fundamentally believe in our opportunity to have and seek redemption.
Redemption.
Many people who know me well know that I had an opportunity to take one path that led to incredible educational institutions. And
what are you talking about?
In my community growing up in New York City who didn't have that. And when you meet folks like we have on our team.
All right, get her in.
Get her in. But she's like, sounds like Kamala Harris. Stop.
You know that it's possible to be able to.
All right. Mob, toss her in.
Challenges when you are younger.
We understand she also stormed out yesterday in the revote.
Yeah, a woman siding with guys who sell little children for sex. A woman, a female.
The other one that did this is Assemblymember Isaac Bryan, who comes from the West Side, John.
West Side. Hey, you people in Mar Vista, this is what you voted for. Century City, Culver City.
Here is him. He's talking about Senate Bill 14 in this audio.
All evidence has shown that longer sentences don't actually stop things from happening.
Why?
All they do is increase our investment in systems of harm and subjugation at the expense of
subjugation
that the communities need to
more gibberish.
Be a problem to begin with.
Grab him by his bald head. In.
That have the highest
upside down. Straight down. Right on me and Bonta there. Deborah's got two. Now, third one we're going to throw in and then pull out. And this is the leader of the Assembly Public Safety Committee, Reggie Jones Sawyer.
He's from L.A. He ultimately voted to move this bill out of the Public Safety Committee, but he's been behind so many problems, especially that fentanyl bill we tried to get in there.
That's right.
Fentanyl dealers.
Yeah, Reggie Jones Sawyer, he protects fentanyl dealers that kill your kids and sex traffickers who get your kids raped. That's
right,
who Reggie Jones Sawyer fights for.
We have him here. Oh, yeah, he's talking about Senate Bill 14, too, in this audio.
This may be our lane that we can all agree on. What is that gap? Because I get the feeling that you're saying, or what I heard from one of the witnesses, that
how come none of them make any sense when they talk?
DAs,
you notice that?
All right, throw them in.
Pick them up. Put them in.
Actively.
Come on, get going.
Laws
up,
do
down.
What you want to get these people off the street, get them the appropriate advice.
Okay, now there's three of them trapped in there.
All right, but you have to go get Reggie Jones Sawyer.
I have to go in? All right.
Because we're throwing him in the lake of fire.
Open the top.
Open the dumpster.
I'm going to lift him up. I got him. All right, let's head.
Carry him over.
Let's head to the hatch.
Our
you ready?
This may be our
five,
and
one,
I
two, three,
with
go.
This may be our
doing that strategy.
What is that gap?
Took a while.
He was rolling downhill.
Is the lake out of acid?
Well, it's a little low from the drought.
Isaac Bryan started talking again. So
oh no, we had two things going on there.
He's in the lake now. You can hear him sizzling.
All right, so cooking. Two hacks stay in the dumpster, but one hack had to go right into Satan's lake of fire. That's Reggie Jones Sawyer, who really is holding everything up. He's the chair of the Assembly Public Safety Committee. And
atrocious.
This is the crowd that does not want anybody in prison.
Yeah, clearly. When you're down to protecting fentanyl dealers and child sex traffickers, you've covered almost the whole gamut there.
How is child sex trafficking not simply called a serious offense? That's what's hard to believe. All right, when we return, what do we have left? We have another round of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Good job, Deborah.
I'm tired and all that spitting.
How do you think I feel?
Lots of raspberries there.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we're about to go out the door, but it's Friday, the end of the show, so we have another round of the Moist Line to listen to. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, that's the little microphone icon, or just call up the toll-free number and leave your message there at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You know, you just talked about mounting a campaign against Newsom running for president. All they got to do is say, hey, what did you do with over $100 billion in surplus, and now we're at a negative in less than 2 years? You spent all that money in less than 2 years? That's all they got to say.
I don't think I would have ever bought a house in a town called Rolling Hills. Think about it.
Why do they keep referring to them?
That's a good point.
Sheriff deputy gangs, when we all know the truth, that they're just sheriff deputy groups of folks.
There you go.
I guess we're being instructed to stay inside between the hours of 10 and 3. Well,
yes.
I guess I'm because I'm at work at that time.
Why isn't Sheila Kuehl in prison?
This Liz Ortega chick, she can't string a sentence together. She went to the Kamala Harris School of Public Speaking,
yes,
I guess.
Me and my wife talk about this all the time. All those people that were getting free money, buying cars and this and that, and not paying their rent, and then they finally all got kicked out. Why do you think there is more homeless right now? Irresponsible people, free money.
We live in a sanctuary state. Years ago, we didn't have a problem with homelessness because we didn't have a problem with illegal immigration. Now we have both. I believe it's cause and effect. If we could start deporting some of these illegals, it would free up a lot of housing.
Yes.
And low-skilled jobs for these low-skilled people,
yes.
The American citizen. Did we forget about them?
The police should hire paparazzi to do these drone flybys. Because paparazzi can, I guess, take pictures, do videos, and chase people. And once a cop gets behind the camera, they're in trouble.
I lived in California, this piece of state, my whole life. This is a relatively comfortable summer. I don't know what the you guys keep bringing it up.
Why did Hunter Biden go to Disney World? He heard the lines were long.
Ha! Oh.
The other day, I was down on 6th Street in San Julian driving by, and some homeless woman had her pants right down around her ankles and had her hand digging right into her.
When do students become responsible for their own educational failures? People are so quick to jump on teachers for the failure of the students. If that was true, then all students would be failing. It's not true. Maybe you've picked up a book instead of a gun, or studied your math instead of going to the street corner. Take responsibility for your own educational failures.
You know, it's really getting tiring here in California. It's complaining about the homelessness, the high crime, and inflation. The prices are too high. Every time an election comes up, you have a chance to do something about it. What do?
Yeah, nothing.
So deal with it. Don't move to another state where you won't do the same thing. Just deal with it.
I heard about the child trafficking law thing. I called that number you guys put on the air. Told them they were sick, called them 5 or 6 times. Told them and told my friends to do the same.
I have a question. Does Kamala Harris's IQ equal a napkin? Oh, my God.
I think I got the answer for Mayor Bassetti. Every time an immigrant bus comes in from Mexico or Florida, we reload that bus with the homeless people. Quid pro quo.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Homeless
Please
Texas.
Hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah. At least the immigrants work.
That was the plan. Like some homeless people, we send them back to their hometown where they got family, and somebody can embrace them and take them in and fix them.
You know, it's funny. Somebody at the station mentioned how come Newsom was willing to charge DeSantis with human trafficking, but not the actual the assembly. Idiots don't want to charge the sex traffickers.
Child sex traffickers.
But they want to go after DeSantis.
Yeah, that's
all right.
The world today.
Conway's here. Hey now. Hey, Alex Stone's coming on to talk about the heat. It's going to be hot in the desert.
Well, that's exciting.
And then we have the cash contest where you can spend $1,000 on getting yourself an air conditioner. Then we have Petros coming on to talk about the heat and how it's affecting San Pedro.
Wow. I sense a theme.
Yes.
Really?
And then another
the
cash
heat
contest.
San Pedro.
Yes.
Another cash contest.
At 520, you can buy a fan if you win. And then
Mark
Billy,
Thompson coming on to talk about the heat?
Yes. Mark Thompson and Billy Ray, who normally comes on to talk about the strike, he's talking about how the heat is affecting the strike.
I see.
Yeah.
And what about
tough.
Alex Michelson?
Heat. Heat related.
He'll talk about the heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly about the heat. Yeah. It's hot out. I don't know if you guys have been outside.
This is just the beginning, Tim. This will be 2 weeks of this now.
I know. It really is. It is unbelievable, though.
It's July, people.
It's 95 in Burbank.
Yeah, that's
it's
normal.
It's July.
Yeah.
It's mid-July and it's 95.
Every single summer in Burbank is
station's
been, like
been
this.
There since 2004. That's many summers have looked like that.
That's right. On the TV yesterday, they said we're in a heat crisis. Then in the background, average temperature 89, today's high 89. Right back behind him.
That is sad.
Look, if you got to work outside, I get it. If you're working outside the Antelope Valley, you've made some bad decisions.
That's right. You got to review your life.
That's right.
It's not my problem.
Right. But it's not. Other people have not made those
decisions.
It's not
decisions. A crisis.
That's right.
You need
and
a
you
change.
Know the thermometer makes that sound. Ding dong.
That's right. Yeah. Every time it goes up a degree. Every time you hear ding dong, a new temperature gets its wings.
They should sell those. That'd be great.
All right. Crusher's on with the news. Yeah,
ding dong.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Mike's live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.